that much before she had just gone to leave it.
This is Emma Panulo. You're listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Yes!
That was so good.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, that's part of the bit too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry, I missed that part of the bit.
Okay, we'll count you out, right? One, two, three.
Good evening.
Beautiful. We are here, night two of training. We'll have our big send-off at the end, I think, mm-hmm. if all goes well.
Yeah.
So.
If it goes well.
If it goes. No, you big guys will
hard it.
When? So yeah. We're going to let the trainees kind of take the show on the road. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have to say.
Yeah, here we go.
All you guys.
Take her away, Sam.
Hopefully we got another song coming up over here. Let's see what we got.
Thank you.
She's my God and I'm her love. Celestial body from above. I throw a diamond in a well. Forget all that I know. 'Cause I just wanna live inside your eyes. In between a million different stars. Underneath the feeling of it all. Outside the garden of your thoughts. My God and I'm her love. Celestial body from above. I throw a diamond in a well. Forget all that I know. 'Cause I just wanna live inside your eyes. In between a million different stars. Underneath the feeling of it all. Outside the garden.
Ooh.
back.
Hey everybody, we're all recovering from a bit of a shock in the studio during that 3-song set. It turns out you can't use the handbook for the quiz, so we're all panicking.
And it's open-ended. It's not as easy as it was before.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel slightly betrayed. So pretty upset here. I guess
we'll just. Sam seems fine with it. I don't know.
I mean, any quiz I can take. We'll see.
Sam's always ready to grind. Do you want to just play another song then?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I'm gonna do it.
Play another song.
You want to do it from your computer too?
Loose. They're not gonna learn anything. if that's the way you choose to play, don't let the kids win, just let them fall. You don't want them growing up thinking, see your roads are good at playing basketball. Don't let your grandmother die while you're away. A cheap trip to Thailand's not gonna make up for never getting to say goodbye. And don't let your brother stop thinking you're cool. Yeah, I know he's got a girlfriend now and he's taller, but that don't mean he stopped looking up to you. And I've got a feeling that this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange. Don't let your friends turn cold while you burn to green. When they walk off the stage, embrace them and say that's the best shit I've ever seen. And don't let your sister walk down the aisle without pulling her close, saying I love you and it's okay if I don't see you for a while. And I've got a feeling that this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange. And don't let the time go by sitting your mother down and asking what life was like for her before you came to be around. And tell her it's okay if she puts herself first. Us kids will be alright if we're not the center of her universe. And this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange. And after a late one, I don't know anything except the more I keep on talking, the less breath.
Hi, Fee.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, can we hear you?
We hopefully can.
Say something, Fee.
Hello.
I can hear.
Hello.
Okay, I can hear because I don't have headphones on. I've got these. Go ahead.
Hi, Fee, dear friend. What are your animal facts tonight?
Oh, I have five animal facts.
Five animal facts. Wow, that's more than four.
That's an interesting one. Catfish are the only animal with an odd number of whiskers.
Wow. You just think that there'd be a lot of other cats. But
cats.
Well, I want to know how many animals they had to count their whiskers.
That's a really good question. How can they use their, you know, fins? Let's go to fact number two.
Nearly 3% of the ice in the Antarctic glaciers is made up of penguin urine.
Oh. Wow.
How did they find that one?
Yeah. That's just an upsetting one to hear.
Once again, Where's the data? I'm not sure. This one's kind of cute. A crocodile can't poke its tongue out.
That's so sad.
Wow. Wait, why is that sad?
I just feel like crocodiles probably, you know, want to...
I don't think he can get through his teeth.
Oh. That'll do you. That really will do you.
Yeah, that'll do it. All right. A small child could swim through the veins of a blue whale.
Wow. Through the veins. Wow.
That's scary.
I don't like that one.
That seems like an animated movie waiting to happen. See, you know, like that Magic School Bus episode?
Somebody make a movie.
Where they go in, and they go into the human body and they're like riding the veins. Like, you could really do that.
You wouldn't even need the bus.
Exactly. But you wouldn't need Miss Frizzle, am I right?
No, you need Miss Frizzle.
Yeah. All right, let's hear fact number five.
The last fact of the week, bugs have four noses.
What?
Sniffy little bunnies.
Bugs.
Oh.
I was sitting there wondering where all the noses on the bunny are. Wait, is that all bugs?
Just slugs.
Oh, slugs. Oh, we had a bit of a classic WMFO, a miscommunication there. All right, slugs have four noses. That's a classic one.
There you go.
Thank you so much for your
facts.
Anyone else want to comment on these? On these great facts?
Thanks for your facts, Fee.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Emma.
Have a nice night.
All right. Bye, Fee. It's great to talk to you. See you at Thanksgiving, okay? Bye-bye. That was just great to hear. Do we have a song queued up?
We do. This is Sam over here at the Song Corner. We got a little Jack Johnson coming your way.
That's classic.
Hope you enjoy.
Daddy wiped the tears away. He said, "Son, please, son. understand one.
Welcome back.
A beautiful this little outro there. We have to get a little serious now because we've had a great hour. We've had a lot of fun, but we need to bring it down to our roots. We need to get real serious. We're going to talk about girl safety now,
real
okay?
Safety,
yeah. Now summer, like obviously summer's coming around soon, you know? The last one happened, but the next one's on its way. And
don't
you might want to
forget about winter grilling, you know,
winter
it's always
grilling.
An option.
Winter grilling is an underrated, you know, subsection.
It's very dangerous.
Super dangerous. So let's talk about keeping it safe. You know, you can make a lot of different foods. You can grill some asparagus. I think that's kind of
that's your thing,
the
man.
Move. Grill some asparagus always. But here's the thing. Some of the worst fires ever happen because people are unattentive with their grill. You know, you have a fire machine, essentially, so don't set it off. Isn't that right, Patrick?
Thanks, Matt. You know what? You just said it right there. And to go on with that, you know, you should always keep your grill at least 10 feet.
That's 10
like,
feet.
That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 10. Mm-hmm. 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. And then don't ever think about using it on a porch. And never, ever, ever leave it a lit. Or smoldering grill unattended.
That's a common mistake. You think, oh, my grill's not lit, it's just smoldering. But it can still kill.
it's lit.
It's dangerous.
And if you observe any smoke coming from any porch, any building, anything, if you see smoke, call 911. You know? That's just been your friendly message from WMFO. So remember, as you winter grill, or summer grill, as you grill in general, stay safe.
All right,
Sam.
Thanks, Matt, for that PSA.
Yeah, of course.
We had Jack Johnson back there with his new album. It's followed by The Strokes as Someday, always a classic.
Oh, just a classic for sure.
Let's see what Matt cues up next for us here.
Yeah, let's see what Matt cues up next for us here.
This is WMFO Medford, if you didn't know that already.
It still is. Anyone got a song we want to play?
Oh, Amanda does.
We've got one. A request from Em's dad.
Hey, Emma's dad. What's up?
That's been your PSA of the week. Welcome back. It's time for Over Under, as usual.
Woo! Got a great one. Okay, you guys. In the spirit of October, overrated, underrated, pumpkin carving.
Spooky.
As a kid, it was fun, but I'm gonna have to go with overrated.
Ooh.
I agree.
It's too much time commitment, you know.
I was about to say that I'm pretty lazy when it comes to pumpkins. I'm like,
yep.
I'll eat the pumpkin seeds. That's about it.
I think it's just when, you know, the inner pumpkin stuff gets between your knuckles.
Your knuckles.
Yeah, and you just, you know, it's that feeling where you're like, you question everything. So I'm going to go overrated as well.
Yikes.
Oh gosh, not a good room for this.
Amanda, I'm on team pumpkin, I have to say. I came home one day to find that you guys hit, well, I was busy, but anyways, I came home to find three beautifully carved pumpkins by my house, by my wonderful friends, and not only was I impressed, but I was deeply saddened by the fact that
you weren't invited.
I was not there. I was invited.
She was,
I was
invited.
Busy.
Ooh. She was invited, so.
But did
so
they plan not. It so that you were busy? While they carve pumpkins.
No, they wouldn't do that. But yeah, I was jealous. I wanted to get down and dirty with the pumpkin, but it's okay.
It was fun.
Next year.
I spent about an hour and a half carving mine.
What'd it look like? Describe
it. It's just like swirly eyes. That was the hardest part because it's really hard to make it curved. And then we got like a triangle nose.
Classic.
And like just like a really like squiggly mouth. I don't even know, I just went for it. But
it's the best kind of mouth, squiggly.
I know, right? And then I spent like another hour sifting through all the gunk for all the seeds. And we made some really good like sugar and spice pumpkin seeds. It was really good. So I have to say, underrated just for that. It's a good snack too. So. I don't know, you guys are missing out.
What are our thoughts on candy corn?
Ooh, I just had some earlier.
Just amazing food.
It's good for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah. What am I putting into my... Yes. I love it. It's so good.
But you got to
like,
think about that first 5 minutes and how glorious it is.
You have
is.
To have like one handful and really enjoy it and yeah. Be like, I can't touch
it.
This for 2
yeah.
weeks. And then you
that's
enjoy the next
it's a
handful.
Seasonal candy.
I agree.
You just eat a lot of it.
It's just pure sugar it. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time I found this recipe for like homemade Butterfingers. And so I went for it and I was going to try it. And you had to melt candy corn to make
ooh,
the toffee.
Really?
And it didn't work at all. Never believe that. I thought it was going to be like the greatest thing ever because I love Butterfingers. And yeah, no, those are not the same
just
thing.
Just buy your Butterfingers.
Exactly. Because I had to buy candy corn. So like, yeah, never do that.
So this has been a PSA for buying Butterfingers.
Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And candy corn separately.
And pumpkins, I guess.
And pumpkins. Get in the
spirit. I'm for being friendly to pumpkins. No need to carve.
You're being friendly to pumpkins. Pro pumpkin.
Just going to put it out there.
All right. Yeah. Should we take it away with... we have time for a couple more songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep it going.
Yeah.
Who's got next tune?
Man, you want to cue one up?
I got one.
Thank you. take me home.
Oh, I don't wanna lose, but maybe I should chance it. Feel out of my ears, teenager at the door. When the sun is in my eyes, will we still be dancing?
Single file through the darkness. I looked your direction for excessive inspection, and I could not muster the courage to say a single word. For a while we were playing this game that your friends bought, but everyone cheated and no one could spell. You didn't say much of anything. I must have come off annoying, 'cause you went to bed. I walked home with my eyes low, dreaming of conversations we'll have tomorrow. Loose ends, my new friends. All the classes in high school we fell asleep in, but now I can hardly close my eyes.
Shiny from the kitchen drawer. I'll walk home with my
everything you say is true, then why would I disagree? How can I lose control? And we're back. Woo. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed listening to our show tonight. It's been a roller coaster.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of our trainees.
Testing was exhausting.
We're very thankful to Amanda and Emma for having us on 88 miles an hour, 2 weeks in a row. I feel like we've really changed the character of the show. So
it's been great. It has been fantastic.
I feel like I've learned new things about myself.
Oh, I have as well.
We've definitely opened up to each other.
Yes. It's been real. And there's an open invitation if y'all ever want to come back.
Yep, you know the time.
I'll be here every week.
It'll be fantastic. But yeah. Any last words?
This is WMFO Medford.
They did it.
Good job. Do we have
Does this sound good?
What? Oh, Emma,
thank
no.
yeah, we do have a last song.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
A swan song, if you will.
Good evening.
Chancer, we had oysters and dry lancers, and the check when it arrived, we went touch, 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 a redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash, and this M.